Hi, I'm Detective Stephen Kellick. Good to meet you.
Come in, or
you
want some,
whatever's convenient for you.
Whatever's I would stay outside if he wasn't.
Okay.
No problem. For a second?
Sure, yeah. Just real briefly.
Huh?
Wherever you want to.
Well, I have to work at the
computer. Okay.
But I haven't walked out.
Sure, yeah. We need to be thorough and to make sure to talk to everybody who might have seen something. So, sure. Basically, if you can tell me where you were and what you saw.
I was in the intersection on Carmen.
Okay. What direction were you going?
Going north.
Okay.
The policeman was facing me directly in front of me going south.
Okay.
I think he might have been in the middle lane. I don't think it was in the left turn lane, but... But as I pulled up, I looked at him and there was a guy standing in front of his car, like his legs apart, like a challenging stance. That's what first caught my attention. Legs apart, arms up, and it looked like he was either holding a hoverboard or a skateboard.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was. Kind of blonde, bushy hair. And I looked at him and my first thought was, what the heck is this guy doing? Because you don't challenge a policeman like
right.
that. This wasn't like wave the skateboard. And the whole time I was in the intersection, he stood there like that.
Okay.
What troubled me was not that, but on the corner, it looked like there were some, I thought friends, I don't know.
Okay.
Looked like maybe two gangbanger kind of guys.
Okay.
Tall black guy, was a short gal, a lot of piercings. They just looked like...
And which corner were they on?
They were on the left corner as I'm going north. So they were right on that corner of that gas station.
The USA gas there?
With... There's two gas stations.
Yeah, there's a 7-Eleven.
It's a 7-Eleven.
Okay, they were at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and the two that looked, I'm going to call them gangbangers.
Okay.
You know, they were kind of doing the fist pump, so I thought, are these guys friends with him? I don't know if they were.
Okay.
But it was troubling to me. It looked like he was challenging the policeman, and they were egging him on.
Okay.
So whether they were spectators and egging him on, or they were friends, my first jump to conclusion was it was friends.
Okay.
And so... I got a green light. The policeman was still there. I don't know if he got a green light and couldn't turn. I didn't know.
Okay.
I just knew this looks like something might happen here. That was why I turned the car around, because I'm not usually a
looky-loo. Oh, you turned around.
I'm not a looky-loo. I
okay.
don't be around it.
Sure.
So as I turned left, I just thought...
On the daily?
I turned left on the daily.
Okay.
I thought, I hope these people on the corner... I was concerned for the officer's safety.
Okay.
I thought, I hope they don't go over and join their friend around his car, because I didn't know what was going on. So I turned left, quickly drove around, breakfast cafe.
Okay.
There's a little cafe restaurant behind it, and I pulled into the gas station there, and in the 30 seconds it took me to turn left, I mean, I didn't pause. I just like, I got to turn around, because if these guys are getting him, I'm going to call 911.
Right.
And so as I pulled into the gas station, just right there where you enter the gas station, the police car had already turned around. He was parked over on the curb.
Okay, facing...
With the U-turn.
Facing north, then.
Facing north,
okay.
Right by Lakeside Village.
All right.
And he was in front of his car, and he was, like, in a stance with a gun. I didn't know where anybody else was. I just saw him with a gun, and I immediately looked to see if there were other people around,
right.
because I didn't know where that group was.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was more concerned about my own safety.
Sure.
And in the time I looked to see if I could see any of those other people, I just heard pow, 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 three gunshots. I glanced back, saw the guy on the ground, and thought, I think I need to get out of here, because I really did not know who shot at that point. I didn't know if
okay.
it was the officer. I didn't know if it was the kid on the ground. I didn't know if it was their friends over here. I just knew
sure.
he was in the stance, and there were three gunshots shot.
Okay. When you first saw the deputy in his stance, did you see the other person?
I did not, because
okay.
he was... I think as I turned, I saw the police car. I focused on the policeman with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
I looked right to see if any, I call them hoodlums. That's
okay.
the best word I could use.
That's fine.
Over in the city anywhere, because I'm like, this is escalated, and where are the rest of them?
Mm-hmm.
For my own safety, partially.
Right.
And in that time, I glanced, you know, everything's like split second. I was just pow, pow, pow. Then I'm like, oh my gosh, who got shot? I looked at the policeman. He's still standing. I looked around to see if there's anyone else there that was not. So then I just glanced back a little bit and saw the guy on the ground.
Okay.
So I didn't see him drop. I didn't
okay.
even know where he was standing. I just saw the policeman aiming his gun at him.
And what direction was he aiming his gun?
This way.
Towards his patrol car?
No, he was standing in front of the patrol car. He was aiming his gun north.
Okay. So his car was facing north. He was in front of his patrol car facing north.
And the suspect was this way from him. Or the guy who got
shot. So he was even further north.
Yes.
Okay. How far away do you think he was?
When he got shot, I really don't know because
okay.
I just know from the time I saw the policeman with his gun drawn, the guy down, it looked like I was surprised at the distance between he and the guy who got shot, actually.
Okay.
So it was farther than I thought maybe it would be, but
okay.
Maybe it could be between here and that cabin here, if I had to guess.
Okay.
Maybe that far.
I don't know, is that 25 feet maybe?
You know, I was talking to my friend, I said about 20 feet maybe.
Okay.
Even far than that, so 25 feet.
25,
yeah.
Okay.
But this isn't within 10 or 15 feet, I don't believe.
Okay.
A little bit closer than that.
Okay. Did you see the person, besides you said he was holding a skateboard or some sort of a board up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any other items in his hand ever?
I did not see anything else in his hand.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I didn't, but I did pull over, so... When the shooting started, I saw the guy laying on the ground. I drove out of the gas station.
Mm-hmm. What direction did you go out? Onto Daly again?
I went towards Daly. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, I need to get out of here. And then I'm like, no, I need to stay here to make sure someone here says what they saw, even though
okay.
I didn't see all of it.
Sure.
So I pulled into the gas station across from there, turned my car around, and the two friends were still standing on the corner, although I call them gangbanger friends, gone. They were out of there.
They were gone?
Yes, they
okay.
were gone.
Did
Matter of fact, I think I saw one of them running.
Okay.
And the other two were over there, you know, with their hands at their mouth like they were beside themselves. So it just appeared like they were all together.
Okay.
Like they seemed distraught and in shock, but they still stood
sure.
there.
Sure, okay.
I could be wrong. So I pulled over, okay. there was a couple who... I dared ask what happened because I don't trust everybody's judgment,
mm-hmm.
but they looked like a nice professional business couple, probably in their early 30s. I hope they stayed and were witnesses for it.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people that we're trying to get a hold of
perfect.
And talk to. Sure.
So I said to them, did you see everything that just happened? I said, I saw the beginning part and the end, but I missed the middle, and I feel like somebody needs to be a witness because I get so fed up with all the stuff that goes on. And they said, I did. It was a man and a guy.
Apologize.
And I said, can you tell me what happened? And they said, they basically said everything I said, and they said, and the officer was attempting to give him a ticket for jaywalking. So
okay.
I don't know what happened up to that point. I said, what happened? How did it go from being a U-turn to somebody getting shot? And they said he was going to ticket him for jaywalking, and the guy pulled out a knife, and the officer asked him at least, this is what he said, at least 10 times to put the knife down.
Okay.
The knife down. And he says, and the quote, idiot, you know, kept the knife up. So he says, the policeman, I thought he said, either had a taser or went to get a taser. That was right. I
okay.
don't know.
Okay.
And he said, and in that time, the guy charged towards him with the knife, and so the officer shot him.
Okay.
So.
And that's coming from the other couple that you talked to?
Yeah, couple
okay.
there who seemed like pretty good eyewitnesses.
Okay,
so I
sure.
said to them, I don't think I would be a good eyewitness because I missed... part of the middle of the story
okay.
and what caused it to get to that point. I said, will you guys stay here and be a witness? And I said, they need you to be a witness.
Sure.
Right. And so I said, I'm not sure the friends on the corner are going to give the same story. Although the girl that was there had her phone out from the time the guy was holding his skateboard up through the whole entire thing. So
okay.
there are a lot of phones that came
okay.
out.
Yeah, I think they did talk to her maybe. I know they had some people that had some photographs, some videos, and... But we're just trying to, that piece that you have is a great thing for you to have seen.
He definitely challenged the policeman.
Okay.
It wasn't a kind of, it was like a stance, like, what are you going to do about it? That's exactly what it looked like.
Okay, and he was just standing still in front of the patrol car?
Just exactly like this.
Really? Okay. And was the board this way or straight up?
Straight up, no.
Okay. Did it look like he was going to hit the patrol car?
Well, I couldn't tell. I'm like, is he going to smack the police car? No, I don't think he's going to smack
okay.
his car. I felt like it was a challenge. Get out of the car and come and get me. That's what
okay.
it looked like to me. And that's what made me nervous. It's like, I can't believe this kid's challenging a policeman. You don't
okay.
do that, you know?
Right. Okay.
And his stance was not a passive stance, nor a stance like, hey, guy, what are you going to do? You know,
right.
It was like
okay.
an aggressive stance. That's what I would call it. And
okay.
that's when I got concerned, because I could tell by the body language.
Sure. Okay.
He wanted the cop. I felt like he wanted that cop to get out of the car and come and get him.
Okay. So at some point you didn't see the U-turn, but the officer made a U-turn and was...
No, he was still there.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming he got a green arrow at the same time I got a green arrow. But
okay.
he did not move. So but I had to move, so I moved. So I don't know, that would be pretty quick for that kid to get out, to go over there, and the officer to turn around. I mean, how long does it take you to make that little circle there?
Yeah.
30 seconds?
Right. Not even,
that
probably.
Faster, though.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
How did this escalate in 30 seconds from the guy
right.
from the car to an officer with his gun drawn? This must have been really fast.
Okay. Well.
That's all I have.
Well, that's excellent.
I'm really sad, and I felt really horrible for
sure.
the policeman.
Well,
you know, probably.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. so.
And I do too.
Like, seriously, why did he put him in this position? This is so not fair, but anyway.
No one wants to come to work and do that at the start of their day. But I'm appreciative for people like you that called in, and at least we can piece things together and hopefully get a good.
Yeah, and I was on KBTA and I read it and I would get all the stupid comments and it ticks me off. I'm like, this is what happened.
Oh, really?
And then the tone changed after that. You know, oh, he's innocent, you're death by police. And
okay.
I don't usually read all that, but I did to see if the guy lived or died because I didn't know.
Okay. I didn't even know it was on there already. I haven't had a chance
to. Super fast, and there's like 200 comments already.
Is there? Okay.
But I was just trying to see if he had moved. That police stayed in that position until he got a backup. I watched all that until the backup came. And then,
okay. Up your afternoon, but I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, I'm sure. That's well. Nobody likes to deal with it, but some people have to. So, I appreciate you getting a hold of us. And you guys take care. Okay, you got it. Take care.